take a, did you say go take a half bushel of corn to the mill, or?
Yeah, to the mill, and they'd take their toll out for grindage, you know, and you wouldn't have a half bushel of meal.
Uh-huh.
And wait, a lot of times they'd just dip it out so much, you know, and pour it into their bins. Uh-huh. And then a lot of times they'd wait. They'd just weigh my corn, and then when the meal come, they weighed it. It went through while they weighed me out so much meal. Mm-hmm. And that way, we, by taking a half a bushel or thereabout, why, we'd have meal, corn meal enough to last a month.
Mm-hmm. Did you call this anything special, a turn of corn? Or?
Yeah. Let's take a turn of corn meal.
Well, that meant the amount that you take at one time.
That's right. That happened about once a month, thereabout.
Did you take this in a wagon or on a horse?
We did it both ways, both ways. Now, a lot of time, let me show you. Right west of me, about 2 or 3 miles, 2.5 miles, there was this cotton gin, and they had a corn mill there. And now, mind you, they grind this corn on Saturdays all through the year. Now in the fall of the year, well, they'd take time out, well, everybody'd come bring the meal and corn. Maybe they'd have the corn, a sack of corn on a bale of cotton. Get the gin, cotton ginned off and the corn.
Mm-hmm. One trip.
Yeah, and now then say Saturday, farmers used to come to town on Saturday after their supplies and what they just had to have. Well, instead of going to the mill over there, cotton gin, which was west of me, I had to come this way to Ardmore, and I set this half bushel of corn in the wagon, and when I got here, I just come by the mill down there and swap it for meal, swap corn for meal, and you, that way, you see, you could take yellow corn or white corn either.
Mm-hmm.
The mill down here, Ardmore Milling Company, didn't care what the corn was. That's where your corn will give you so much meal. And that's called bolded meal. When you sift it before they make the bread, make it into cornbread, you get a lot of bran and chaff out of that we take to the cotton gin. Always had to sift it. But this down here at the milling company, they do all that themselves. And it comes through there just like you'd buy a sack of meal out of the grocery store now. Same thing exactly.
Do they take the same toll?
About the same toll. A little higher here in Ardmore, but it's just a little better meal, too.
Uh-huh.
Wife liked it better.
What, if you didn't take a whole turn of corn, what did you call it?
Well, we'd either try to, now I have just taken a peck of corn.
Peck?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a turn?
Or? Yeah, that's a turn, a little one though.
Uh-huh.
Not going to last too long.
What's a jag?
Well, we could call a, you say we knew it was in the habit of taking a half bushel. And all at once, why, maybe I haven't had it to happen this way. The corn had absolutely played out, and when we last went to the mill, we just say, well, it's just a jag, I don't know how much it is. It's a little dab we shucked out and shelled out all we had, and just fitting that. Some ears of corn we wouldn't shell for cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
What we call nubbin, you know what a nubbin is?
Yeah, it's one of those underdeveloped ears.
That's right. Just right for a cow to chew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I fed a jillion of them to my milk cows. And they eat shucking off, grinding every bit of cobbin in it. Especially the young cows. Now, I've had some old cows that couldn't quite chew up the cob.
Well, you asked what we were doing. Now, notice I got the expression, a turn of corn.
Yeah.
You don't hear that anymore.
No.
A jag.
You don't hear that anymore.